Presidential Perks, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. Members of Congress have more say about stamps than you and I, but even they can be trumped. The Stop Family Violence charity stamp was supposed to be issued with a ceremony this weekend in Denver. Colorado Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell pushed the stamp through Congress. But President Bush was signing a domestic violence bill on Wednesday, so the stamp's launch was moved up 3 days and switched to the White House with practically no notice. It's hardly the first time the White House has gotten into the act. Jimmy Carter, fighting for re-election, promised the Sons of Italy a stamp for an obscure Italian diplomat without telling the Postal Service first. A year later, Nancy Reagan wanted to use a certain stamp on her Christmas cards, and a second version was issued. Bill Clinton didn't like a stamp depicting the dropping of the atomic bomb on Japan, and it wasn't used. And then there was FDR, who not only called for specific stamps, but even sketched a few of them. That's Stamp Collecting This Week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.